A few years ago, John Obergefell never thought he'd end up here, studying at Indiana University.
I'd probably be living at home with my parents still.
His outlook changed when he learned about Indiana's 21st Century Scholars Program. Students sign up in junior high and can receive up to full tuition for college if they meet all of the requirements.
Definitely the best thing that's ever happened to me, I guess, because I wouldn't be able to be coming to school here.
The program is based primarily on financial need, something that's determined using the federal application for student aid. But students also have to meet several requirements. They have to graduate from high school with at least a 2.5 grade point average, complete several planning activities at each grade level, and finish at least 30 credit hours during each year of college.
Thank you.
Scottsburg Middle School counselor Jane Noggle helps students apply for the program in 7th or 8th grade. She says more than half of the school students are eligible, based solely on their financial need.
We know that a lot of kids, even before they enter middle school, have a mindset whether they think they can handle college or not, based on mostly their family experiences. But then to have the question of whether I can financially afford it is not an issue if you're a 21st century scholar.
But with the demand for the scholarship so high in Scottsburg alone, Noggle's always worried about how the state will continue funding the program.
A lot of people would agree that it should be something that finance alone shouldn't keep a student from making that decision to go to college or not. It's so important that we worry that at some point in the future they are going to have to phase the program out.
Legislators don't want to phase the program out, but they will have to figure out how to deal with a large increase in the number of students using the 21st Century Scholars Program to pay for college over the next 2 years. Typically, a class of students enrolled in the program ranges from 12,000 to 15,000 scholars. But the Indiana Commission for Higher Education anticipates that number could jump to 27,000 this year and next.
The program typically on an annual basis costs around $120 million per year. This increase at its peak will be about $174 million a year.
That's Associate Commissioner for the Indiana Commission for Higher Education, Jason Bierce. He says the extra cost is the result of two factors. The legislature widened the eligibility pool for a brief period of time, allowing sixth graders to sign up for the scholarship. And the national recession caused more families to qualify for assistance.
This is really something that's been on the horizon for a while that we knew was coming in terms of some really significantly larger class sizes than in prior years.
Senate Appropriations Chair Luke Kenley says legislators are committed to funding the program, but they don't know where the money to cover the cost will come from.
One of the concerns that I have is that we have other scholarship programs available for other people. And of course, if we have to fulfill the entitlement, that means we'll be taking it away from the Freedom of Choice Awards or the Frank O'Bannon scholarships, which would go to other students.
Legislators passed a bill a couple of years ago that holds students who graduate high school after 2016 to higher standards than previously required. The hope is that will limit the number of 21st century scholars, making the program more sustainable in the future.
One of the problems that we were having was that people were getting the scholarship, but they weren't actually graduating or finishing college or meeting the grade requirements. And so we've had to ramp that up a little bit and do a little more supervision in terms of making sure that people fulfill the terms of the agreement.
As legislators consider how to fund the scholarship program, John Obergefell is thinking ahead to graduation.
My dream job that I could have, I'd want to work on a wildlife preserve or something in Africa, maybe.
And it's a dream he says would never be realized without 21st century scholars. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Barbara Harrington.